ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy to help you land that job this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Yeah, it does. Week 13 upon us already. My. It comes and goes so quickly. Can you believe it? Were at least most folks, I'd say, are 2 weeks remaining until they hit their fantasy playoffs. Some are just a week away. This may be the last week of your regular season in fantasy football. This is the Fantasy Football Show here every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Chicago. I am Jeff Meller. You can jump on in 312-332-3776. You can also hit me up on X at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. And I will answer your questions there as well. Again, if you're unfamiliar, this is the Fantasy Football Show every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. helping you set your fantasy football lineup and get that W you need to advance into your fantasy football playoffs. And also, if you're not a fantasy football player, don't worry. We're just going to run around the NFL. Get you up to date on all the latest news and notes and talk about some of the most interesting games on this Sunday slate and Monday night as well. And of course, the Bears are on bye. And because of that, you will not be hearing a Bears game today on the home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. But don't worry, never fear. The Bears return next week in week 14, and we will have you fully covered for that one as we do during the football season. Each and every Sunday when the Bears play, or if it's a Monday night, like it was last week, we got you get covered there. So that is the gist of the show. To start things off, I will run through all the key injuries that you need to be aware of, the latest news and notes on that, and then I'll take your calls after we get you set that way as well. Always want to say thanks to the fine folks who are the presenting sponsors, the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. It is gift giving season. So if you need to, an idea, why don't you go out and grab a bottle of the Tullamore Dew for the fine friends and family members in your life that you purchase gifts for? And I promise you, they and you will not be disappointed. And also ETI School of Skilled Trade as well. All right, let's get things going.
Under center, Ryan. Again, hands off to Jonathan Taylor. Big run, 40, 45, 50. Breaks it outside. Down the far sideline. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. 10, 5. And he is close to the end zone. Did he stay in? Yes. Touchdown. I-N-D-Y. A 66-yard run to pay dirt for Jonathan Taylor.
Ooh, huge blow here. Jonathan Taylor, as you know, Jonathan Taylor owners at this point, he underwent thumb surgery, and he's expected to miss at least 2 to 3 weeks. Normal timeline for this injury is usually closer to 4 to 5. So, only actionable thing that I can tell you is probably already taken place in your league if you're in a competitive league, and that is to go out and grab Zach Moss. He clearly was very effective earlier this year when Jonathan Taylor was holding out, or I guess he wasn't really holding out. He was on the pup list while he was engaged in contract talks, and then when he got a deal done, the Colts brought him off of the pup list. Zach Moss, very effective in his absence. So if you had the foresight to hang on to Zach Moss and not release him, if you had the roster flexibility to do so, you are going to reap a huge benefit as Zach Moss gets the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee today. And last time Zach Moss did have a crack at the Titans, he went off, his biggest rushing game of the season when they played last time. So good news there. Get him into your lineup somehow, some way, if you can, because Zach Moss gets the Titans team that he rushed for 165 yards against, along with 2 touchdowns that last time out. So Zach Moss, go ahead and use him if you got him.
Herbert to pass. Enzo caught! Touchdown, Chargers! The captain, Keenan Allen, comes up huge on 3rd and 9.
Keenan Allen, he was a limited participant in practice on Friday. It was his first chance all week to get any practice in. Good news is all the key NFL insiders, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, are saying that Keenan Allen is expected to be available for the Chargers today. He really is, seems like the only functioning and working wide receiver for Justin Herbert in the Chargers offense. So huge that he will be available today. And go ahead and, yeah, obviously, in PPR formats, he's second, I think, in wide receiver scoring. So obviously, you're using him as the Chargers take on the Patriots today in New England. And for those Patriots,
Elliott the single back, two tight ends right, Bourne motions right to left, Mack with a give, Elliott runs up the middle, hit in the back,
yeah.
And he corkscrews his way into the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
Good news, Ezekiel Elliott, who's listed as questionable coming into the weekend, is expected to go. Maybe more importantly here is that Bailey Zappe will be starting for the Patriots today. They also activated Malik Cunningham to the active roster. So if things go poorly with Zappe, we could see some Cunningham as well. The reason I reference Cunningham, mostly for super flex leagues, if you're looking for a second quarterback who could potentially be of help, not going to guarantee it by any means, but you kind of get to this point in super flex where any possible starting quarterback might be worth adding. Malik Cunningham could be that guy. Because of his running ability, if somehow, some way Zappe is awful, well then, maybe Malik Cunningham could be serviceable for you in that super flex spot if you need a second quarterback. And a lot of teams do, because we've lost a lot of quarterbacks for the season because of injuries. So Malik Cunningham, again, might be worth adding in deep, deep super flex leagues. And worth noting, too, with Bailey Zappe, I think what you want to look at is, I think that's good news for Ramondre Stevenson. Stevenson, very effective catching the ball when Zappe was the starting quarterback for the Patriots last season. So I think you might see a lot of dump-offs to Stevenson. So Stevenson's been better of late now that he looks like he's finally back and healthy. So that is good news. And now that you have Zappe dumping him the ball, we might see Stevenson get closer to the type of player he was last year when he was a top 10 fantasy football running back.
Bears bring some pressure. Carr throws to the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Chris Olave. Olave, yes!
Chris Olave in concussion protocol, but good news, he moved through it quickly. He's expected to go today for the Saints. They sorely need him because they are banged up all over the place with wide receivers. So Chris Olave looking like he's going to play today. That's huge for them against the Lions in New Orleans. And the Saints clearly need that game if they're going to continue their quest for an NFC South division title this year. That took a huge hit last week when they lost to the Falcons. Boy, Derek Carr is just absolutely terrible. He's a nightmare to watch for fantasy purposes. Drives you crazy. So many opportunities inside Falcons territory last week that he failed to take advantage of. But he's definitely much better off having Chris Olave, and I think the entire Saints offense is as well.
They give it to A-chan. A-chan with great speed down the sideline. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown, Miami.
All right, Devon A-chan is finally officially going to be back for the Dolphins. We'll see. I mean, for the most part, I think I would be cautious with it. If you have a decent alternative, I would think most times I'm going to lean on the other option over Achan, because last time we saw him come back, he left fairly quickly in that game with that knee injury. So kind of want to see him get through a game if at all possible. But look, there are six teams on bye this week, so you may not have that luxury, of course. I mentioned the Bears already, the Bills, the Raiders, the Vikings, the Giants, and the Ravens all on bye this week. So you may not have the luxury of going to another running back if you have Achan, and I get that. But if you do, I'm okay holding off on Achan. You're still clearly starting Raheem Mostert because he has been so effective, the second best running back in all of fantasy this year, as they go into Washington to play the Commanders.
Breece Hall, the eye back. Hand off Hall up the middle. They're going to let him score. And he's into the end zone for a jet touchdown.
All right, so Breece Hall listed as questionable with a knee injury that he's dealing with. He is going to be active for the Jets today. I will say, boy, it's been tough, tough sledding for the Jets. They get the Falcons in New York today, but man, you know, a guy who looked so promising at 4 or 5 weeks into the season. Clearly, it's been the injury that Breece Hall's been dealing with. Also, the fact that now Tim Boyle, man, I don't know. I don't know why they don't just start Trevor Siemian at this point. I get it. Zach Wilson's not good. You understood why they had to make a move almost to... It was almost like an offering to the defense, like, hey, we're not giving up on this season. We're going to try something different. But Zach Wilson, as bad as he's been, he's still more effective than Tim Boyle. So I'm not very optimistic about the Jets' offensive chances of scoring a lot of points this week. But if you're a Breece Hall owner, he will be active if you want to use him.
Play action. Pump fakes. Throws over the middle. And it's snatched out of the air for a touchdown for the Bucs. Chris Godwin had a defender on his back 6 yards in the back of the end zone. And he reached around him, pulled it to his body for a Buccaneers touchdown.
This one's a little bit not as definitive, but from Schefter earlier this morning, Chris Godwin, who's listed as questionable with the neck injury, he's likely to play against the Panthers, but the team needs to make sure he feels okay in pregame warmups. So that one's a little bit more question surrounding it, and that is a 3:05 kick, Bucks and Panthers, which, by the way, you can hear today right here on ESPN 1000. If you're driving around and you've got some Bucks or Panthers players you're interested in, you can get your fix right here on ESPN 1000. That game will be live on ESPN 1000. Godwin, look, it's been a bad season, and even in PPR leagues, he hasn't been nearly as effective. So even though, at this point, if you have somebody who you can go with instead of Godwin, I'd say that's probably the better move.
Here's the snap. CJ throwing over the middle. Caught, sliding catch.
That's a touchdown.
And it's a touchdown. Dalton Schultz caught it inside the five and slid across the goal line.
Speaking of games that are heard right here on ESPN 1000 today, the Houston Texans hosting the Denver Broncos in an AFC showdown that is going to have a lot at stake for that seventh and final playoff spot. That game is also going to be right here on ESPN 1000, preceding the Panthers and Bucks for you. So if you got a lot of Texans, they have been a fun fantasy team this year. Dalton Schultz, though, the highlight I played, will not be taking part. He has already been ruled out for the Texans, so you cannot use him in your tight end spot. Get him out of there if you were hoping to use him. However, Tank Dell is expected to go. Noah Brown will return as well, so those receiving options should help the Texans take away some of the sting of not having Dalton Schultz. They've also got Nico Collins, and C.J. Stroud has been excellent all season long. So the Texans that you have, the pass catchers that are going to be active, you go ahead and use them. But Dalton Schultz will not be there today.
Back to pass, looking, floats that, and it's deflected in the air. Lands in the hands of Cooper in the end zone for a touchdown. Somebody for Arizona deflected it at the line, and it ballooned into the end zone and into the hands of Amari Cooper for a Browns touchdown.
Amari is going to play for the Browns. Interestingly, though, he will be on the receiving end of passes from Joe Flacco, who gets the start for the Browns. Not loving how that's probably going to go. That's going to be an interesting one as the Browns go to L.A. to take on the Rams at SoFi. The Browns' defense has been excellent all season long, but when the offense just can't pick up first downs, can't stay on the field, you wonder, at some point, is it too much? You know, it's tough to continue to maybe use the Browns defense because they're just, it's not, again, not really through their own fault, but their offense is kind of hanging them out to dry. And Joe Flacco, I don't know what we're going to get from him today. Maybe he's just going to chuck it downfield and look for some PI calls. Maybe that's part of the thought process for the Browns, but it is not great for them.
Stomping the snap, back to throw Love. Quick slant left side, caught at the five and rolling into the end zone for a touchdown. It's Jaden Reed, touchdown Packers.
So this one is the Sunday night game. Really good one on NBC. Green Bay Packers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. And you heard the highlight of Jaden Reed right there for the Packers. He's questionable. Last I saw, trending in the right direction, so that's good news. I think you probably feel safe keeping him in your lineup. As I say, though, always, just make sure, just in case, because it is the late game, that you have somebody to pivot to in the event that you get the last-minute inactive, which would be a problem, because Jaden Reed, man, he has been excellent over the last five or so weeks since Jordan Love has kind of found his mojo. Jaden Reed has been a top 10 fantasy wide receiver over the last 5 weeks. He's been getting in the end zone with consistency. And also with Aaron Jones being out yet again with that MCL injury of his own, Jaden Reed has actually seen quite a few carries. He's been getting 2 to 3 running opportunities each week in addition to those 4 to 5 catches. So the Packers are doing their best to get him the ball. He's their leading receiver these days. I think you want to use him if you can continue against the Chiefs, even though they're a tough defensive matchup. Again, though, as I mentioned, guys have somebody available just in the event that Jaden Reed does not go to pivot to in case. One of those guys maybe could be someone who's playing on Monday Night Football.
Burrow catches at the 8. He'll drop back to throw. Passes into the end zone.
Yeah.
Higgins
yeah.
catches it. Yeah. Touchdown! Nice. Bengals!
Maybe T. Higgins can be that option that you turn to if you have him in the event that Jaden Reed can't go. I don't love the fact that Jake Browning is the starting quarterback for the Bengals, so I'm not necessarily using Higgins today, but again, he could be someone you turn to in the event that Jaden Reed doesn't go tonight on Sunday Night Football for the Packers. You'll have the Monday Night option in Higgins. Now, again, I'm not advocating for you to use Higgins, but he is returning for the Bengals today, and good news as well for the team on the other side of the ball on Monday Night Football, that would be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Shotgun snap, the give is to ETN, plowing up the middle and pushing the pile into the end zone for the touchdown.
Schefter said that the Jaguars are expected to have Travis Etienne available for tomorrow night's game. He also was listed as questionable in the, I mean, that's good. Of course, Dearness Johnson would be the man who would probably see an increase in carries if ETN goes down at any point this season. Leading me to remind all the folks out there, last thing here before we turn it over to you, take your calls, 312-332-3776. D'Ernest Johnson, the handcuff. We're at the point in the season I mentioned at the top of the show. We're quickly approaching the fantasy football playoffs. It is handcuff season. You want to go out, and if you have someone like Christian McCaffrey, add Elijah Mitchell to your roster if he's not already there or not already on someone else in your league's roster, because again, you're going to want to have that guy available to you in the event that your stud goes down. I mentioned D'Ernest Johnson for ETN owners out there, you know, so those, you know, trying to look through who could be the, you know, the key running backs who are no doubt, you know, they'll step in and be the clear number one back in the event that your guy goes down, just like Jonathan Taylor did. That's why you want Zach Moss on your option, on your roster. All right, there you go. All the latest news and notes that you needed for this Sunday's games. Now your turn, 312-332-3776. I'm Jeff Meller on ESPN 1000.
The Fantasy Football Show is back with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
How's your lineup looking?
It's not good.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
Like, if I start him and then he doesn't play, I literally have nothing in the bank. I have no backup.
That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning, rainy although it may be, here in downtown Chicago inside the old National Bank Studios. I am Jeff Meller, hanging out with you till 8 o'clock, taking your calls, talking fantasy football, helping you set your lineup. You know, I didn't mention, how about
them Cowboys? Yeah!
I know my man Jake Cantu behind the glass was certainly happy that they were able to hang on, right, Jack? Jake on the Thursday night game.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I was a little nervous there, right, after all those blowout games that the Cowboys had. But good competitor game, good Thursday night football game, and good to see him pull it out for Eagles week now as we look
forward to that. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. I was just mentioning how I wanted to say Dak Prescott, along with CeeDee Lamb and DK Metcalf, you've got three monster performances for fantasy football. And that puts us in a little bit of a different position for folks who might be playing against them in their leagues. This is an opportunity, one of those rare cases where you may want to play your matchup a little bit differently. You may need to swing for the fences if you're already trailing big, or maybe you play with a little bit of safety because you have Dak, DK, or CeeDee Lamb in your lineup and you've got those points in the bank. So also keep that in mind when you're setting your lineup today. It's also going to be something you want to look at as we progress further into the season when we start to have multiple Saturday games that are going to alter fantasy lineups ever so slightly. Let's kick things off with Mike in Mount Prospect. What's up, Mikey? How you doing, man?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Hey, last week, you and I agreed to start three Jaguars, Calvin Ridley, Kirk, and the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm benching Lawrence this week, and they did well. And I ended up with 158 points,
nice.
So I'm excited. Great job. I got kind of a similar problem this mm-hmm. time, except Kincaid, who I started, is on a bye, so I have to start Ingram as their tight end.
Okay.
And so I need, and I benched the quarterback for Tua. So I got full PPR. I need two of the following four: Calvin Ridley and Kirk again.
Okay.
At home against Cincinnati, Garrett Wilson, and I picked up Josh Downs. I need two of the four, and you know, the problem with the two wide receivers for the Jaguars, one will get 25, and the other gets 10, or 6 or 8 or something like that. So no matter which one I drop for the other two, I'm nervous about it.
And you know, it's the same situation, Mike, too. And it doesn't, I get you, it doesn't help that you have Evan Engram going as well this week. If anything, boy, I guess I would lean, if you want to get out of going all Jags again, I'd probably go Ridley-Wilson. I think the bigger games are there for Ridley to possibly have, but you know as well as I do watching it all year that it's certainly possible that Kirk could be the guy on any given week. And it's really,
exactly.
You know, and this is where, you know, it's a matter of, I'm not, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell the future here. It's more, I try and go with the probabilities, what I've seen from teams and how they utilize their players. I really like Garrett Wilson, the player, but of course, Tim Boyle throwing him the ball really, you know, saddles him with not much opportunity. You're hoping you get
right.
a late touchdown like you got last week. So if you want to diversify, get out of all the Jags and go Ridley Wilson, I could make that case. Or if you want to go Ridley Downs too, because you think there's going to be a little bit more opportunity for the Colts, I'm fine there. This is not very helpful for you, Mike, as I'm talking it through. I don't have a strong lean because you're kind of in, they're all in the very similar spot. I guess as I think it through a little more, I would use Downs over Wilson just because Tim Boyle and the Jets have been so bad throwing the ball.
So you think Ridley and Downs if I don't go Ridley and Kirk?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was leaning towards, but I'm scared.
I get it, Mike. Thanks for the call. As always, appreciate your patronage. It's tough, but and you're not going to win every week, you know, if you're going to roll out three Jaguars. They're not the greatest show on turf when you could start Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holtz, and Isaac Bruce and feel comfortable that you were going to completely destroy your league mates. The Jaguars are not that, so I get your hesitation. But at the same time, I can't definitively tell you if it's going to be Ridley or Kirk this week. But I guess I like what I've seen from Ridley the last few, so I'd probably go with him. Let's try James, who's in Orland Park this morning. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, Jeff? I got full point PPR, and I basically need one of these four running backs. I have to start three, and I got these four guys.
Okay.
Derrick Henry, Jalen Warren, Stevenson, or Zach Moss.
And it's a full PPR, right?
Yeah, full PPR. Henry is, he used to be a must start. I just don't know.
Yeah, boy. I still have a hard time. I get it. And a PPR does him no favors. So for me, I'm locking in Stevenson and Moss right off the bat. And then it comes down to Henry versus Warren. And in PPR, it's really tough to advocate for Henry the way the season's gone for him. But I mentioned this last week, James, the firing of Matt Canada, even though everyone was kind of excited and they finally eclipsed 400 yards. The reality is that didn't mean that Jalen Warren's going to get more touches. You saw it last week. If anything, it's cemented. It's a 50-50 split between Harris and Warren. And so I personally, James, I think I'd still use Henry over Warren.
Okay. This whole PPR thing, would you use Hill as a tight end or would you use Steelers, Bearmuth?
Freiermuth. So, yeah, in PPR, I would go with Freiermuth. So we saw him, you know, really finally get involved now that he's back from injured reserve and Matt Canada is gone. They finally let Kenny Pickett, or at least encouraged him, to throw over the middle of the field and utilize that. That opened things up significantly for the Steelers. So, yes, I think coming off that big week that he had last week, over 100 yards for Freiermuth, I'd use him over Taysom Hill, especially in the PPR format. Thanks for the call, James. Because in the PPR format, Taysom Hill, not as valuable in standard leagues because he doesn't usually catch more than 2 to 3 passes. So there you definitely, I think, want to use Pat Freiermuth. Let's go to Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I added one guy on at the last minute here, but I need two of these four, and I hate to even say this guy's name because I've been playing this since the 80s. I need two of these four PPR.
Okay.
Cooper, I need Kupp, Rashid Rice, Thielen, and DeAndre Johnson. I can't believe I'm putting Kupp in there. That's like crazy, but they're going against Cleveland, and he's been struggling.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I'm actually at this point, I think I said last week, how can you get away from using Cooper Kupp in PPR formats? At this, you know what? After last week, after watching him limp around the field, I think I'm finally okay putting Cooper Kupp on the bench, especially, you know, I kind of want to see him go out and you know, catch more than 3 passes, right? So I'm okay at this point. And you mentioned it, tough matchup against the Browns D. So I think I would actually put Kupp on the bench. I'm using Rashee Rice. He's somebody who I've talked about on the show quite a bit this year. I was a little disappointed he didn't have a big game coming out of the bye, and then sure enough, it just took one extra week, and he had a monster game last week. So I think there's no way the Chiefs' offense is going to work the way they want it to unless Rashee Rice becomes that, you know, that focal point at wide receiver along with Kelsey, that complement. So use Rice for sure. I think I'd use Deontay Johnson over Adam Thielen. I'm not quite sure how the Panthers' offense is going to look, but Thielen, you know, the last 5 weeks, he hasn't been bad, but the numbers have fallen off quite a bit, and the Panthers' offense has struggled so much. I don't trust necessarily, you know, Chris Tabor is taking over as the interim head coach. I'm not sure what they're going to do offensively, but they are bad. So it's basically you're hoping Thielen maybe catches their only touchdown of the game. I would go with Deontay Johnson and Rice, Dave.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today.
You too. Yeah, and it's tough to say, you know, Cooper Kupp on the bench, but I think I've gotten to the point where I'm okay with that. All right, one line is open if you want to jump on in. Half an hour to go here on the Fantasy Football Show, 312-332-3776. I am Jeff Meller on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Jeff Meller. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back. Hanging out with you until 8 o'clock here on the Fantasy Football Show, as I do every Sunday during the football season. 312-332-3776. Lines are jammed right now, but if someone drops off, that is your key to get on in. Again, every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., hanging out with you, taking your fantasy football calls, and helping you get more informed on what you need to know about the Sunday. You know, I haven't mentioned yet, too, there were no huge injuries to kind of like navigate through on this one, but how about the afternoon affair, San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles? I know Jake was getting ahead of himself with the Eagles week for his Cowboys, but in the battle of NFC supremacy, right now, Jake, right now, we'll give your Cowboys a shot in the playoffs, but the Eagles and San Francisco 49ers, that is a game I am very pumped to watch, so can't wait for that one. A lot of, obviously, fantasy implications, and I'm expecting that one to be a lot of fun. I do think the 49ers are going to come out, and I wouldn't be surprised if they end up winning this one by 10, 14 points. From what I've heard, and I'll tell you the source, he was hanging out here in the summer a lot, Robbie Gold mentioned that when the 49ers, the week preceding the Eagles 49ers game, the conference championship game, Kyle Shanahan, from Robbie Gold, he said Kyle Shanahan was very confident that they were going to go into Philadelphia and absolutely hammer the Eagles. They had a plan lined up, and they were very confident. And, of course, you'll recall, Brock Purdy injured his elbow. And then, of course, their backup quarterback, Johnson, hurt himself as well. And they were basically relegated to no ability to throw the ball. And so I think Kyle Shanahan has had this one circled since the schedule was released. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the 49ers have a big day today in Philadelphia. We shall see. Let's try Eric, who is in South Barrington. Eric, you're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
I need one full-point PPR. I need Breece Hall, who I usually go with. That hamstring's got me concerned, though. And then Christian Watson or A.J. Dillon. I just need one.
Yeah. Ooh, PPR makes it tough to advise using A.J. Dillon, even though he's, you know, been the focal point without Aaron Jones. I think I'd use Christian Watson. We saw him, you know, get the big play last week. So I think I'd go with Watson there. Dillon against the Chiefs defense doesn't give me confidence. And as you mentioned, Hall's already dealing with that hammy. And then the fact that the Jets just can't seem to score points. I don't know how you trust him. So I'd go with Watson, Eric.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks for making the call. Let's try Tony in Shorewood. Tony, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Well,
So I got a wide receiver question. I have one of three.
Mm-hmm.
It's a half-point PPR. I have Deontay Johnson, Rasheed Rice, or Adam Thielen.
All right. So, you know, someone had a very similar question to you, Tony, not too long ago. I'd go with Rasheed Rice over those options. As I mentioned, you know, Thielen just has really not been – he was a monster the first 5 weeks for people in PPR formats, but that's kind of whittled away. He's closer to, like, you know, 6 for 60. Maybe he could – you know, he's safe points, but it's very – there's a – I feel like there's a very low ceiling for Adam Thielen right now with that Panthers offense. So I'd go with Rice.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Let's go to CJ, who's in Shanahan. Siege, what's up, man?
Good morning, Jeff. Is that all right if I can change my question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. With that being said, I got Jordan Love or Russell Wilson.
Ah, Love or Wilson. So I think, you know, it's a tough matchup against the Chiefs, but I think they're going to need to score some points if they're going to hang with the Chiefs here. Russell Wilson, he doesn't throw over 200 yards even these days most of the time. He, you know, the way Sean Payton. Now, the Broncos are on a 5-game winning streak. They've been successful playing it close to the vest. I think they're going to have a very similar approach. I don't expect Russell to throw for – he might – it's hard to predict how the touchdowns may come for the Broncos. They certainly do like to throw the ball in the red zone, and that's really the only reason Wilson's been a viable option, because he has 20 touchdown passes. But it's a very limited ceiling for him. So I think I'd go with Jordan Love, CJ.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate
no problem.
It.
Thank you. How about, let's go to Ruben, who is in Prospect Heights. Rube, what's up, man?
Good morning, Jeff. Hope you had a great weekend. So earlier in your show, you had mentioned going through your injury report about mm-hmm. Devine Achan.
Yes.
You said if we had some valuable options. So I got four here for you, Jeff,
okay.
PPR. Devine Achan, obviously, DeAndre Hopkins, mm-hmm. Tank Dell, and Christian Kirk. I need two of four.
Yeah, so I'm definitely using Tank Dell. He's a lock for me. And then it comes down to Kirk. I think I go with Kirk and PPR over Achan. Just like I said, kind of want to play it safe there, see Achan get back out there and, you know, make it through the game, essentially, Ruben. But I will, granted, if the upside, Achan would be the play for me, but I personally would be a little risk adverse after he left the last game that he was back with that knee injury. So I would want to play it safe and just kind of see him get through a game. So, you know, do you want to swing for the fences with Achan or take the safety with Kirk? That's kind of that your risk tolerance.
Got it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Ruben. Appreciate you making the call. How about our old friend? He has been playing fantasy football longer than most of you have been alive. George in Racine. George, what's up, my man? How you doing?
How are you? Welcome to December. How are you?
Ah, we've made it to another December, George. Yes, sir. Here's to 50 more coming our way.
I had to bleed blue and gold. The Wisconsin Badgers took care of Marquette.
Oh, no.
I've got four going to try to get a bye in my league here.
Okay.
Four running backs, half PPR.
Mm-hmm.
Montgomery.
David Montgomery.
Robinson mm-hmm. from Washington.
Brian Robinson.
Hall.
Okay.
And Mostert.
So,
and I need, I think I have, I'll play two of those because I have Hall, Waddle, and Olave plugged in the other.
Okay, so of those, Mostert, Hall, Montgomery, and Robinson, Mostert for me is the first guy I definitely get in there. Then it comes down to Montgomery versus Robinson. Tough matchup in New Orleans for Montgomery. I do think Jahmyr Gibbs, too, is taking a little bit of... It's basically, for me, it's Montgomery versus Robinson, George. There,
yes, sir.
It's a pretty close play. I think I personally would use Brian Robinson because he's, you know, basically getting the full workload, whereas I think Jahmyr Gibbs stealing some stuff as the season progresses from David Montgomery, and it is a tough matchup in New Orleans. So I think I would go with Brian Robinson as the second guy, George.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much for taking the call, and have a wonderful week.
You do the same. My pleasure, as always, George. Thanks for hanging out with us and waking up on Sunday morning. And I think earlier, I think I mentioned the wrong game that's going to start here on ESPN 1000. My bad. The actual game we're going to be carrying at noon today, Detroit Lions against the New Orleans Saints. So, Bears fans, you get to check out what's going on in the division with the Lions as they visit the Saints today. That game is the game you're going to hear at noon, preceding the Carolina Panthers-Tampa Bay Buccaneers game that follows that at 3:05. So football covered for you right here. Even though it's not a Bears game day, you're going to get your fill of football, Lions and Saints at noon. And then again, as I mentioned, the Panthers and Bucks at 3 o'clock. 312-332-3776. One more segment to go. Taking your calls, talking fantasy football with you as we do every Sunday morning here on ESPN 1000.
Is your tight end in or out?
Don't answer that.
Is your backfield in good shape?
Never mind.
Welcome back to ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. It's the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller.
Dalton Schultz is out. Officially, he will not play per Adam Schefter for the Texans today, if you missed it earlier. In, though, expected to play Chris Olave, Keenan Allen, Devon Achane, and on Monday Night Football, T. Higgins will return, and Travis Etienne also expected to play. Those are the big wins, and of course, you probably already know, Jonathan Taylor underwent thumb surgery, expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks, and that is no good for fantasy football player Zach Moss, looking to have an increased role in getting back to that big production he had very early in the season when Taylor was out earlier in the season. 312-332-3776. That's your number to jump on in. The Fantasy Football Show, hanging out with you for about a little more than 10 minutes as we are on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. during the football season, taking your fantasy football questions. I am Jeff Meller. You can hit me up on Twitter as well, at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. And always, thanks to our fine presenting sponsors, Tullamore Dew, Fine Irish Whiskey, and ETI School of Skilled Trade. Let's try Ali, who is in Rogers Park. Ali, what's up, my man?
Hey, Jeff, how's it going? all right, man, very kind of like similar to what I said last time.
Mm-hmm.
So in my wide receiver two, I just don't feel right benching Tank Dell, especially when my opposing person has C.J. Stroud.
Yeah,
so
definitely like
no
that.
No way I'm going to bench him. But then I moved Jamar Chase to flex.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. I have Jamar Chase. I have Michael Pittman, who's been killing it. George Pickens. And then the outlier here is Isaiah Pacheco, because I didn't start Pacheco last week, and that killed me because I should have. But I'm just wondering from those four, and then I also have Javonte Williams as well. But
yeah, he's not in the mix for me. So is it PPR, Ali?
Full-point PPR.
Full-point PPR, yeah. I think I still would go with Pittman there. You know, Pacheco, you know, he's not a zero when it comes to PPR, but you really need those, you know, for him to have the big week in comparison to Pittman with the catches he's going to have. You know, Pacheco needs to score a touchdown or two, and you know that's not a sure thing. You know, like it is. You know, mm-hmm. with especially the way the Chiefs' offense has been struggling a little bit this season. So You know, better days maybe ahead with Rasheed Rice kind of carving out his role and opening things up for him. So if we see another week like we saw from Rice, and then I feel better about the Chiefs offense, and maybe then I'll be like, okay, I can get back on like using Pacheco over Pittman. But in PPR formats, I think Pittman, you know, he's seeing 7, 8, 9 catches per game. So, I would just take that consistency.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I left him in there. So with that, I apologize. Just one more. So then my running back two, I'm starting Alvin Kamara and DeAndre Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have moved those two for any one of those two for Pacheco then, right?
Yeah. Again, in PPR formats, you have to use Kamara. You just can't. There's no way you cannot. And then Swift, it's close, but yeah, I'd still use Swift over Pacheco.
Okay, great. Right. You're awesome, Jeff. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ali. Appreciate the compliment, my man. Let's try Eric, who is in Geneva, joining us on the Fantasy Football Show. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you, Jeff? Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Already has CeeDee Lamb played, so I have a nice little buffer, but I need two out of the three, and this goes back to the Cooper Kupp challenge.
Mm.
I have Cooper Kupp, I have Puka Nacua, and Calvin Ridley. So I need two out of those three.
Okay,
It's been up between Puka and Cooper for quite some time recently.
I'm definitely using Ridley. Pretty easy there over the other guys. And then I would go with Puka. You know, as I mentioned, I kind of want to see Cooper Kupp get through a game.
Thanks for
before I, you know, just go ahead and start using him, because at this point it's been, I don't know if it's been 5 brutal weeks in a row, but you know, I think you're okay putting Cooper Kupp on the bench for Puka.
Okay, appreciate the help.
No problem. Thanks, Eric. Let's try Tommy, who's in Park Ridge. Tommy, what's up, my man?
How are you doing today? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you as well.
All right. So right now trying to figure out my flex. I have Sam Laporta, Cooper Kupp, and Josh Downs. I don't have Will Laporta in tight end because I have Kelce. So
okay.
I'm thinking maybe I double up on the double tight end because he's been rather consistent.
I'm cool with that. And like I said, same thing applies with Cooper Kupp. Not loving it. As far as Josh Downs, there's a little bit of big playability, but you know, Laporta is clearly a red zone threat for the Lions and Jared Goff. So I'm, and like I mentioned with the previous or a couple callers ago, Michael Pittman is getting his. Josh Downs, you know, he's been really good this year. Nice little find, but I think there's a little bit more uncertainty with him on a week-to-week basis. So I'm okay. I think I like the idea of using going with the two tight end set, Tom, and using Laporte in your flex.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure about Downs. I think he had 13 targets last week. So I'm like, is that going to repeat or not?
I mean, yeah, but he still only had 5 catches, right? And so it's one of those things where, like, I like to look at it. I don't ignore targets. It's certainly something that, but you know, at the same time, it's one of those things where I want to see if it was more of an outlier, and you have to convert the targets, right? So 5 catches, ultimately, you need the actual stats, not just the targets. So I think I like Laporta over Downs this week.
All right, sounds good. I agree.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. How about Jose, who's in Antioch? Again, it's another Josh Downs question. What do you got, Jose? Jose? Well, it looked like he wanted to ask Josh Downs or Diontae Johnson in a half-point PPR. And even though it's a little bit closer, I'm still using Diontae Johnson in any scoring format that you get points for in a PPR. I know he apologized for his efforts on that fumble in last week's game where he really didn't give an effort to go and try and recover it at all. And then was out of the play when it was recovered, and he couldn't do anything to try and make a tackle. So I know he apologized for that effort publicly. Wouldn't be surprised at all if he gets a little bit of action, a little more action this week in the Steelers passing game. Let's try Mike, who's in Woodstock. Mikey, what's up, my man?
Hey, two-parter, Love or Goff? PPR, full PPR, one or the other. And then the other part is I need 2 out of 3 Gibbs, Mostert, and Ridley.
All right, so I'm going to use Jared Goff over Jordan Love. The Chiefs defense scares me a little bit. I know Goff on the road is not generally the greatest, and it's been a tough couple of weeks for Jared Goff, but he still wasn't bad fantasy-wise, even though the game was terrible for him against the Packers on Thanksgiving. But I still prefer him over Jordan Love against the Chiefs defense, which always scares me. And then for the full point PPR, you said you had Gibbs, Mostert, and Ridley, right? And you need two of those?
Yeah. Two out of three, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
That one is rough. I'm still using Mostert. I just feel like he's a good bet for a touchdown week in and week out. And then I think I would use Gibbs. I know I've talked about Ridley a lot today. I've liked what I've seen from him, but at the same time, I like where Gibbs has some potential here now moving forward as the season progresses. So I think I'd use Gibbs over Ridley.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, I appreciate your help every week.
No problem. My pleasure, my man.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
This is the 2-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the 2-minute warning.
All right, it's quick, fast, and furious. Under two to go. I'm going to sneak in Alex on the phone. You're the last caller, Alex. What do you got?
Hey, I need some tight end help. I'm looking for either Dalton Kincaid or Laporta.
Alex,
PPR.
Alex, easiest one of the day, and that is because Dalton Kincaid is on the bye, my friend. So you're going Sam
much.
Laporta. No problem. Reminder, last one before I wrap things up. Buffalo Bills, Chicago Bears, Vegas Raiders, Minnesota Vikings, New York Giants, and Baltimore Ravens. All six of those teams are on bye this week. So if you have any players from those teams, make sure you get them out of your lineup. Thanks to Alex for the last-minute call, which allowed me to remind you all that it is one last bye week, six teams, to make sure that you get all those guys out of your lineup. And don't forget about those kickers, too, those pesky kickers. Make sure you don't have Justin Tucker or, someone like Greg Joseph or Cairo Santos in your lineup. All right, folks, that does it for me. Thanks for listening. I am back. I'm in for Sylvie tomorrow with Waddle, so 2-6. Check it out, of course. And, of course, we got your football covered as well. As I said, you have the Saints and Lions game coming your way at noon, followed by the Panthers and Buccaneers at 3:05. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Jake Cantu.
Thanks for listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Miller, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Miller brings you informed fantasy advice every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago.